Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah tabaarak wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid fa'udhu billahi minash shaitaanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina aamanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Wa qala tabaarak wa ta'ala ya ayyuhalladhina aamanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Sadaqallahul azim. Elders and dear brothers, and amongst the bounties and the ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the greatest bounty is the ni'mat of iman. The belief in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme being, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, our sustainer. The one, Jalla Jalaluhu, that designed us. Allah ta'ala supplied the hands, the ears, the eyes. The designer Allah, engineer Allah, electrical Allah did it. The plumbing of the body Allah did it. The womb of the mother, it was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did completely. The wiring of the brain, which you take so much of pride upon, that I'm so intelligent, my children are so clever, and we have these degrees and these type of honorary titles. Over there comes to my business also, astute businessman, who is a top alim, how he quotes. All the intelligence belongs to Allah. Allah gave the intelligence, He did the wiring of the brain also. Everything belongs to Allah, will return to Allah. Came from Allah, belongs to Allah. As we hear commonly, our ulama say, Hum kuch nahi, hamara kuch nahi. That I am la shay, I am nothing, nothing belongs to me. Even this word ownership, landlord, the lord of the land is Allah. You are just a land owner borrowed to you also. You own the land, but that too borrowed to you. The word ownership also is borrowed to us. Ownership belongs to Allah. Allah borrowed this word. You can just use the word ownership just to make your life a bit comfortable. Otherwise everything belongs to Allah. All of us are musafir and travelers. A person returning home from a foreign safar and trip. Family with him, children with him. And now the flight, 5 hours time, 6 hours time, he has lounge access, he's sitting, he's waiting, or some bench, whatever, no matter how comfortable it is. Sometimes that lounge is more comfortable than his lounge also, his bedroom also. The facilities, amenities, better than the home. But then too, he's looking at the board, what time is take off? What time is take off? I just want to get home. Even though the bathroom may be more clean over here also, his work is cleaning all the time. But I just want to get home. The heart is at home, looking at the board. And we know the stress, anxiety. They say plane delayed. Inna lillah. How much longer? We just want to get home. The children are restless. The wife is restless. We just want to get home now. And the fikr and the concern, when we touch down, customs, whether the bags will come in one piece. All this. Finally, it's time for takeoff. And together with that, the concern all the time, he'll ask the wife, you have the passport. He'll check his pocket, the passport is there. Children's passport is there. All the preparation, every moment, gets up, takes the bags also. You have the passports. Check in, you have the passports. Body in the plane, again passport. Sit in the plane, again passport. Throughout the journey, the family is going to catch the flight. And then the daughter will say, just one cup of coffee. No time for coffee. We're in a rush right now. Little boy will see on PlayStation lounge, just will play some games, the latest games. There's no time now. We're rushing to catch the plane. This in reality is the life of a believer. There's no time to waste. There's only one direction. The direction of Iman and Amal. So Iman and Amal, we're looking at Akhirat. The concern of the passport is there all the time. When we land also, immigration, passport control, the passport is not there, inna lillah, what's going to happen now? The biggest passport, the most important passport of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. As I check my pocket all the time, passport is there. That person who will make his hum, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that person who will make his hum and his concern, one hum, one concern, that person will make his concern of life one concern. Hammal akhirah. The concern of akhirat. The final destination. Here I am musafir, I'm a traveler. My house doesn't belong to me. My family also borrowed to me. Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatul Ali, the king of Balkh, was sitting on his throne. And suddenly he sees a stranger walks in and walks right up to him. So he's perturbed. And he asks the stranger, "Who are you looking for? Where are you going to?" He says, "I'm looking for a B&B, bed and breakfast, hotel, motel, overnight accommodation." He says, "You come to the wrong place. This is the palace of the king." He said, "Is that so?" He says, "Yes, palace of the king." So he asked Ibrahim and Adham, King Salamat or Bacha Salamat, that does this palace belong to you? He said, "This is mine." He said, before you on the throne, who was sitting? He says, "My father." He said, "Where is he now?" "He's passed away, he's gone to the Qabristan." "Before him, who was there?" "My grandfather." "Where is he now?" "Passed away, he's gone to the Qabristan." "Before him, who was here?" "My great-grandfather." "Where is he right now?" "He's also gone to the Qabristan." That is the case, then this is a Musafir Khana. This is a B&B. Everybody is gone. Nobody stayed here permanently. You're also going to go soon. It struck the heart. This is a reality. We're all just traveling through. There's no time to look right and left. Enjoyment is of Akhirat. Entertainment of Akhirat. To relax Akhirat. There's an urgency right now. To preserve the Iman, like how we look after the passport. How we look after the passport. So many signs have come already. Check the Iman, check the Iman. Like how the traveler is checking all the time. Do I have the Iman? The young girl, the young boy getting married also. I'm going to this nikah with Iman first. Because I'm getting married in the name of Allah. Allah demands that I take my wife in the name of Allah. This is Iman. To treat her with the qualities of Iman. For her to run the home with the qualities of Iman. To run our home with Imani kayfiyat and sifat. To bring the a'mal into our home. We all are musafir. That person will make his life, his ham, and his concern of life, ham al-akhirah. Concern of the akhirat. That we're here just to pass through, to make it safely to akhirat and jannat. وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ Allah says that is supreme success. Supreme success when I got my book of deeds in my right hand. And I'm going to Jannah, supreme success. I made it. All the zaruriyat of dunya, necessities will have to go through it, will have to do it. Nikah is there, aqiqah and baby will come also. Different functions and occasions. Just as that person also, you want to have a cup of coffee, I want to play a bit. Quickly we've got to move, quickly we've got to move. There's no time, as it is, we can't stop the show, there's no show stoppers right now. We have to carry on moving. The person who will make his ham for the akhirat. That is why we have to see our lives all the time, my dear brothers. My life compared to the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Who we call our guiding stars. That we, the ones that we have to follow. That made the dunya, made the akhirat also. How they made the dunya? By making the akhirat. Allah has a system. Allah has a supreme, the divine system. Which we have to tap into it, we have to learn the system of Allah. When we speak about Allah, to Allah comes in the heart, Allah guides the heart. How to maneuver in life. How to win the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what was their nikah, what was their day, what was their night, how they understood sharia and deen. They had iman. Today, ulama say that our a'mal that we are doing right now is based upon our Islam. What is Islam? Our outer, external. Because I am born externally in a Muslim home, therefore I have to do certain things to remain as a Muslim. Understand the point, my dear brothers. One is Islam, one is Iman. Iman has to do with the heart, how the heart ticks. What's the catalyst of every amal of mine, every thought of mine, every movement of mine, what is the catalyst, what is the spark? What's sparking me? What was in the hearts of Sahaba, what sparked them to make nikah? What sparked them to go to business, to do business. What sparked them to do their chosen life, whether male or female. Today the ummah is moving on Islam, because externally born in a Muslim home, I look like a Muslim, therefore I have to do these rituals. Whether with the qualities of Iman, whether nikah I'm doing it with Imani qualities, nikah I make with Imani qualities, business I'm doing with Iman, but I'm a Muslim businessman, whether the Imani qualities are there is something else. I'm a Muslim bride, bridegroom, whether the qualities of Iman are there, it's a different story altogether. Quran says and speaks about it. قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا The Bedouins came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they said, آمَنَّا Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, آمَنَّا We have brought Iman, we believe in Allah. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا O Nabi of Allah said to them, لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا You haven't brought Iman. Iman hasn't come as yet. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا Rather say we have become Muslim. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ As yet Iman hasn't gone into the heart. Iman hasn't penetrated the heart as yet. Allah highlights this in the Quran Sharif. What is Iman? Iman will do the inside. What is the inside? Then we have to look into the internal of the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. How they had an Iman control their lives, that urgency, that humble akhirah, the concern for akhirat. Today what has taken over my Iman, my internal, my mind, my thoughts, my fikr, my soch, my direction in life? What we see affects us, what we hear affects us. What we speak has an effect on us. Sahaba radiallahu anhu spoke so much about Allah, that Allah came into their lives, into their heart. The concern for the deen of Allah, for akhirat, came into their heart. Nikah was made on this. Ilyas Abrahimullah would say, when two people get together in nikah, the third point that we learned, the path of Allah, ilm and dhikr. Person has a knowledge, relevant knowledge right now. What is the command of Allah? I have to get married now. I have a desire. I can take care of a family. That's knowledge, ilm. What to do right now? Dhikr is to do it correctly in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a command of Allah, I'm getting married. Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm getting married. And I'm making this nikah in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're getting together in the name of Allah. In the love of Allah. To display our muhabbat and love to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Not just two physical bodies getting together. The bodies will separate. You will have to depart. We're getting together in the love of Allah. When the call will come for the love of Allah to depart and separate, now to move in the path of Allah, then we will separate also. This humble akhirat, the concern for my akhirat and your akhirat. My jannat and my wife's jannat, my family's jannat. When it comes to our Islam, we see how the heart ticks. The young man is getting married, the families are happy, it's a happy occasion. Yes, we should be happy. But what's making the mind think? Today our mind has become influenced. How my mind works, first thing in my life, what will I eat tomorrow? My rosy and sustenance. The Sahaba Ikram, they had the concern, wahi came, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَنَسَلُكَ رِزْقًا O Sahaba, we know you'll have this fikr, don't worry about rosy, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ Make ta'lim at home. Make ta'lim at home. Newlywed couple, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, his sunnah also. First night, meets his wife. He performed 2 rakat salah, she performed 2 rakat salah. Salatul Tawbah, Istighfar, Salatul Hajj, Salatul Shukr. Allah's ni'mat, Alhamdulillah, we are married. Make dua. Have some ta'aleem. Fikr was there for rosy sustenance. Command your family with salah and you also be patient upon salah. Bring salah in the home, first thing. How you bring salah through ta'aleem? Today, alhamdulillah, the young girl will get married. What is the mehr? Part of the mehr, given fazail amal also. One ta'aleem kitab. She'll hold it as dear to her heart. Where hadith kitab came, part of the mehr also. Husband is going in the path of Allah. The Jamaat brother, bring deen in our home. They're pious children. Command them with salah. And you also perform salah. Allah says the effect, لا نسألوك رزقا. We don't ask you for sustenance. نحن نرزقك. Through your ta'lim and salah in your home, Allah says, I will sustain you. My concern as Muslim, first concern my rozi. Second concern, my health. As I'm getting older, more medication, more tablets. Got my own pharmacy at home also. Health. Rosy health, family, car, business, holidays, going out. Where this thought pattern came from? Not from Sahaba radiallahu anhu. There was Hammul Akhirah. Sahaba Ikram, first thing on the top, obedience to Allah. Supreme. Obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything came thereafter. This is Iman. This is real Iman. When the Iman to come into the heart, or as a young couple won't know the direction of life, parents lost the direction also with the fear. When it comes to the Amal of the Ummah, there's no fear of Allah now. No fear of Allah. There's no more major sins left in our lives. Everything is minor. Everything is by the way. Everything is okay. No fear of Allah. And to the next generation, there's no Allah. There's no Allah. So important nikahs now to bring Allah into the nikah. For Iman to come into the nikahs. To the young couples, into the homes, ta'aleem, salah. Speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr, Quran tilawat, khidmat, and all these beautiful amal. That person who will make his concern, the concern of akhirat. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, promise of Allah. Allah will free him from all the worries of this world. Allah will free him from all the worries of this world. Might think, how is this going to happen? Allah will free his heart from the worries of the world. Beautiful example, ulama give. If the Swiss could make watches that are waterproof. Waterproof. Person goes scuba diving. Hundreds of meters below the ocean. Not even the vapor of water will come into that watch. Allah will make your heart sin-proof, dunya-proof. No concern. Allah will take care of everything. Things are difficult also. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Correct translation. With difficulty, not after. With difficulty there be ease also. In the difficulty you find ease. The difficulty you find Allah. Allah will make the heart, make your hum and your concern akhirat. Allah says, I'll free your heart. There'll be a storm raging outside, but I'm itminan. Complete peace of mind. Allah will take care of it. Allah will free his heart. Allah will sustain him from unseen sources. Where it will come from, how Allah will sustain. Allah will make it happen for him because of taqwa, because of iman. Or else, person doesn't make this, doesn't make his life the life of akhirat. Then I can also understand what will be the outcome from my own life. And we can see in our lives also, when you don't make our life for akhirat, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you busy. Busy, busy, busy. No time, no time, no time. And then we find commonly, the young boy in madrasa in school not performing, non-productive. Better what happened? Why you fail? Why you not doing well? What I'm not giving you? Giving you everything. You didn't give me deen. You gave me dunya. Busy. Allah will keep you busy. This is a punishment from Allah. Allah's azab. When dunya becomes a purpose, Allah says this is a punishment. Masrufiyat, you'll be busy all the time. No time for anything else. Sitting in the bayan also on the cell phone. Qabristan cell phone. No time to connect the heart to Allah. Allah will keep busy. Allah will make dunya difficult. And Allah will make the heart parashan. Always perturbed. No peace of mind. Minds are scattered. Thoughts are scattered. Eating with the family also doesn't realize they finish it. The mind is so preoccupied. This is now the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no security and safety. Always looking over my shoulder. doors are locked, window is closed, alarm systems, burglar guards, because the concern became dunya. Allah says, you love it so much, look after it. If you love the akhirat, I'll make you free. I'll make you free. How would I have to connect to this? Allah Ta'ala has kept a system to learn iman, where we learn from Sahaba radiallahu anhu, our guiding stars. Hanzala radiallahu anhu gets married. Just married a few days only. And that night, intimacy with the wife. In that moment, and that intimacy also is a ni'mat Allah Ta'ala will give in Jannat also. Allah gives a taste over here, so window shopping for Jannat. But Allah has kept in Jannat, there's real enjoyment. It's just a taster, appetizer. There's only fun and enjoyment. No fear, no grief, no sorrow, no depression. Young wife, young couple. And the way it's depicted in the riwayat also. At that moment of intimacy with his young wife enjoying himself, something catches his ears. There's an announcement made in the gullies of Madinah Munawwara. Ya khair Allah irkabi. O horseman of Allah, mount your horses. O horseman of Allah, mount your horses. Ila thawabi Allah farghabi. Allah's reward is here, go and get it. What is happening? Sahaba in Uhud, in the battlefield. We can imagine the look at his wife and she's looking at him. The call is there right now. Must I go? She gives the permission, go. He leaves the bed, picks up his sword and his shield, jumps into his horse. No even time to make ghusl of janabat. This was sahaba, hamul akhirah. She knew today he's going. He's not going for 3 days or 40 days. I'm dispatching him right now to akhirat. That's why we got married. The sooner we get there, the better. He goes into the battlefield, and then when the battle is over, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, he sees the body of Hanzala radiallahu anhu. Hanzala has given his life. Give his ghusl. When they go take him to give the ghusl, the body already is dripping with water. Ghusl has been made already. Very strange. Ya Rasulullah, ghusl has been given already. How does that happen? Then after some time they find out that Hanzala radiallahu anhu just spent the night with the wife. Young couple. The sweetness of intimacy. He left at that moment, didn't have time to take ghusl janabat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his ikram and honored him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the malaika down to give him a ghusl. And his title, Hanzala ghasilatul malaika. Hanzala, the one to whom malaika gave ghusl to. This is the sahaba radiallahu anhu. So nikah also is ibadat. It's only, for a believer, it's only a change of ibadat. It's a change of ibadat. There's no free time. We're not free in this world. We're checking our passport of iman every day. Husband, the wife, my passport is there, my amal is there, iman is there. And together we're looking after the wife. It's not only her clothing, her eating, her drinking, and her home, her ta'aleem also. I have to look to her ta'aleem. To see my wife knows Quran tilawat. You know Yasin Sharif, Ya Tabarak, Ya Waqiyah. The first madrasa is your lap. I have to know my amal, my surahs also. Not only now the external Islam, but the internal also. Your amal, your salah on time, Quran. This is my responsibility as a husband. Salah, the musalla, the masjid, they say is the beauty parlor of a believer. This is our beauty parlor, we're coming in here. Where the women masturat is the musalla, the namaz, this is the beauty parlor. Allah beautifies the heart, the akhlaq. Today we have games room in the house. Musalla should be in the house. The people of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, my dear brothers, that to make the aim and objective of our life the akhirat. How to sustain this? We have to go out in the path of Allah. We have to leave our homes, our comfortable homes, to go out in the path of Allah, to sacrifice the house Allah gave me, to stay in His house. The beautiful room bed Allah gave me, to leave it to sleep on sleeping bag for the sake of Allah. Ya Allah, I've come to learn iman. For this we have the tartib of 3 days and 40 days and 4 months, where we go out in the path of Allah to learn what is iman. For a person to become a doctor, he has to leave home. To become a engineer, he has to leave home. To learn iman, sahaba ikram left home also. And so they learned Iman, they brought it back home. So for this inshallah, after Maghrib Salah, there'll be more detailed bayan. After Isha, there'll be Hayatul Sahaba Ta'aleem. After Fajr Salah, there'll be also a talk given once a week. Every week the program takes place in the masjid, alhamdulillah. Where we can connect ourselves to the house of Allah, the effort of da'wah and tabligh, where we can revive and keep the Iman strong. Check our passport weekly, if not daily. That I'm on track, inshallah. I'm not derailed. That my Iman is still there. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala accept.